Let's develop the comparison between a father-son relationship and our relationship with Hashem a little further. Soon, Mirtz Hashem, we'll be learning the parsha of how Yosef gets separated from Yaakov Avinu. Then, finally, in Parshas Vayigash, they get reunited. The pasuk describes the moment that they finally see each other. Pasuk says, Vayesor Yosef Markavtoi, Yosef hitched his chariot, Vayal Lekras Yisrael of Goshen, and he went to greet his father, Yaakov Avinu, in Goshen. Vayera Elav, he appeared to his father, Vayipol Al Tzavorov, and he fell upon his Yaakov's neck, Vayefk Al Tzavorov Oid, and he began to cry, and he continued to cry even more. Now think about this powerful, historic moment. How long did that moment last? When Yosef expressed these awesome hergeshim, these feelings which had waited until this moment. 17 years had passed. Yaakov hadn't seen his beloved son Yosef. Yosef hadn't seen Yaakov. And they finally meet, and Yosef collapses on Yaakov's neck and he cries. So this happens for however long this meeting lasted. This was a moment of gilui, of revealing the power of their connection. Yaakov and Yosef definitely remained connected and close for the remaining time that Yaakov lived, but this moment of powerful expression was just then, while this meeting lasted. Now with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we want to begin to grasp the power of the connection we have and can appreciate with Him, think about this case for a moment. Whereas Yaakov and Yosef had this special moment for a brief time, we can have that level of connection with Hashem all the time. We can figuratively fall on Hashem's neck and burst out crying, and He is there at all times in every situation. With a physical father, this can't happen at all times. But with Hashem, if we're zoichata vishochanti b'soicham, that means Hashem dwells in our heart. He's with us. Then we feel this with clarity, we can have an even greater level of constant connection to Him than described by the pasuk in the meeting of Yaakov and Yosef. Rashi says in that pasuk that Yosef fell on Yaakov's neck. What was Yaakov doing? He was being Kirei Eshema. He was connecting with Hashem. This is the life of a Jew who lives a truly inspired and Pnimius Digger life. Now think for a moment, if while Yosef was falling on Yaakov's neck, his cell phone rang, right? Would he pick it up? Would he even hear it? Yosef, who suffered in Mitzrayim, a foreign country, in solitude, loneliness, abandoned so many years, and the moment when he finally emerges from the state he was in has arrived, he's finally reunited with his father. Can anything else possibly be on his mind? The highest level of a Jew who lives connected with Hashem at all times would be living with such a state of mind. I'm connecting with my father in such an intense and deep fashion, I simply don't have the brain space for anything else. Now, of course, we live in this world, and we are forced to do what we need to do to successfully support ourselves, raise our children, make a living, but that won't prevent a person from being connected, a soul connection with Hashem at all times, on the phone, doing work, interacting with people, teaching children, whatever it is. We won't lose the connection and feeling we have with Hashem. This is what we can strive for. The relationship we have with Hashem is unique. Every other relationship has limits. Family only accompanies us in this world. One day, we'll leave them behind and enter the next world alone. And the only connection that will remain is the connection and relationship we have with Hashem. That relationship can never be broken or severed. It remains forever and everywhere. In the next world, we have no way of knowing who will we be placed with. Will we sit with close relatives, friends, rebbeim? It's unknown. One thing is known. We will be living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That connection is nitzchi. It's infinite. If we're looking for a true friend, we should choose HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our true friend, because He will be our friend always and everywhere. Olam hazeh, olam haba, in Gan Eden, He will never abandon us, even for a second.